Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Marchante as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchante. As always, we appreciate you folks stopping by and joining us as we do bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars. We bring them to you today here on the C2P. And we're going to be joined with Hunter Eccles, the standout outside linebacker, edge rusher, if you will. Began his career at USC, ended it at Arizona. He's a rangy, athletic kid, a lot to like. But with that said, Hunter, welcome to the program, my friend.
Yeah, thank y'all. I appreciate it. Thank you. I appreciate it.
So what's it like? You said you're training in Houston. You're getting ready for your pro day, all the things that come with being in this position.
I'm just enjoying the process. You know, sometimes it's frustrating. Sometimes it's fun and it's rewarding. You just got to keep going, keep your head down. I know it's in me. It's not on me. You know, it's God blessed me to be playing this sport and doing it for, you know, a long time. So I'm just going to keep my head down and continue to work.
Now, you said you've been doing it a long time. Was football something that you began at a very early age? And if it was, were you the better athlete from the get-go?
Football has been something I've been playing since I was like 5 years old. All my brothers played. My dad played. My mom really couldn't stop it. It was just something that, you know, it was natural for me. I tried to play basketball when I was little, and my parents told me that I was tackling people instead of trying to go for the ball. And that's when the ref came up to my mom after the game, like, this is the wrong sport for this dude. He needs to be playing football. So ever since then, I've just been playing football, and I love it. It's just something that brings, you know, the real competitive nature out of me.
I love it. And in terms of that competitive nature, growing up, were you on the defensive side of the ball primarily, or did it take some time for you to get on the defensive side?
Well, you know, everybody plays running back or quarterback or something in little league. So I was a running back for a couple of years, and then, you know, once I was always the biggest kid on the team. So once I just kept growing and kept getting bigger, it was like, hey, it's about time. What, you know, he needs to play D-line, help us out in the front. And I played D-line. I played linebacker. I played everything, man, except for, like, DB. I've never been, like, a DB type of guy. I'm starting to love the backpedal and stuff now as I got older. I'm starting to, you know, like to be, some, like, you know, similar to a DB. But pretty much I've been playing, you know, like, linebacker my whole life.
Fair enough. And once again, Hunter Eccles here on the C2P. If you folks ever miss any of these shows in their entirety, you know they're free and available. iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify. You can listen in with our featured guest here. Now, I mentioned prior to going live, I told you I thought Pac-12, honorable mention, first, second, third team. I really thought you were deserving of some accolades. I really thought you put a hell of a season together. Your production this past season basically was equal to your time at USC. Can you just kind of talk about this breakthrough year, and it's a critical year, and this is your final year of eligibility. You're headed to the draft.
Right.
But how important was it to you to have a big, big year, and you proved to everybody that you're capable of it?
Well, yeah, I mean, I could have, you know, been making plays. It was just something that, you know, God put me in this position, and I had to go down this path, this journey. You know, everybody's story is different. I learned a lot at USC. I felt like I could have played there and did the, you know, same amount of numbers there. But, you know, I had to wait my turn and sit behind guys that, you know, are second-round draft picks in the NFL. And it's no bad thing about that. You know, sometimes you got to wait your turn and learn. You can learn from older guys. You can learn from younger guys. I've seen older guys in like Chinna Nwosu. I had to sit and learn behind him. And, you know, maybe I didn't beat Drake Jackson out for a spot, you know, and I learned behind the second rounder, Drake Jackson, who plays for the 49ers now. So, I mean, it's all learning, and it was all fun. And, you know, I'm just blessed, you know, to just be playing football. You know, I feel like I could have been doing it, but, you know, sometimes, you know, it doesn't work out like that. And you just got to keep going. And I just kept going. And I went to Arizona. Coach Fish is a great coach. Coach Nansen, who recruited me at USC, was my defensive coordinator this past year. He knew I could play. He knew. But, you know, I finally got my chance to be the guy and be the starter. And I showed you guys what I could do a little something. So I did my thing this year and balled.
You did, man. I think you had a great season. And for you folks out there listening, I'm going to give you some of his numbers. He had 54 total tackles. He had 8.5 tackles for loss, 4.5 sacks. And this is some of the fun stuff. I like the 3 pass breakups, the 2 forced fumbles, 2 fumble recoveries. I like the versatility that you bring to that position. I don't think you're a one-trick pony. I think you're adept at, you know, making plays moving forward. You're adept at making plays when you're backpedaling, as you mentioned. Now, this is your show. I do know NFL personnel listen in. If they're in the film room, they're breaking down your tape, Hunter. What do you think they're going to love about you? I'd like to say that these are your hallmark home run abilities. They're just going to pop off the tape, and they're going to want to bring you aboard that 53-man roster.
Me, I just feel like this is my athleticism, size, to be a big guy that can move and comfortable moving and dropping into coverage, and then my get off the ball. I'm a true defensive end at heart, so I understand the importance of pass rush and the importance of getting off the field on third down. And then obviously just being a leader, a guy who commands his guys, you know, make plays, and I lead in a very positive way, bringing guys up and lifting guys down. You know, everybody makes plays on the field. Football is a team sport, you know, group effort. And I feel like I help, you know, help other people play at a higher level as well. So when you watch my tape, you see a lot of fun. You see an athletic guy, and just a guy who's going to chase the ball, go after the ball. Just, I love to play football. I'll play hurt. I'll play through pain. I'll do whatever it takes to, you know, have fun and execute and, you know, win. So that's what you'll see.
Fair enough.
You know, just a guy, high level motor guy.
Nicely said. Nicely said, Hunter. Now, you said a lot. Is there anything else to add? You mentioned that leadership role. Could have been team captain. Maybe you're a weight room warrior. Maybe you're a film junkie. Maybe the defense you guys just ran at USC or Arizona didn't afford you the opportunity to do certain things. Anything else to add that you can help fall in the good graces of these teams?
Yeah, like I said, I'm just pretty much a leader, man. I don't really have no excuses or anything that why I didn't do, you know, anything. It's just I'm a leader, and whoever, you know, takes me and is interested in taking me, you know that you're getting a guy who leads, but I'm also a guy who can take coaching and take leadership from somebody else. You know, I played with top-tier guys at Arizona and at USC, and I like to learn. I like to learn from anybody, whether if the guy's older than me, younger than me. I'm just a very coachable guy, a guy who, you know, loves to play football, loves to do it at a high level and have fun, you know. And that's why Coach Nansen from Arizona came and got me. You know, when he got a job at Arizona, he came and got me because he know what type of guy I am. You know, I love football. I love to have fun, and I love to, you know, just to listen and learn. And, you know, I like in life, you go through ups and downs. I know football is like, it's the game of life, you know. It's just like, it's ups and downs in football, and I take all that to the field, man, and just roll and have fun.
I love it. And, you know, some guys come on the program, Hunter, and they're contagious in their enthusiasm and what they bring. I kind of think I could feel that through speaking with you just a far shorter amount of time. I've been doing this long enough. You kind of pick up on the guys who really have a good pulse. I have a sense of a good vibe, if you will. You kind of resonate
right.
That type of attitude, the positivity and fun and getting after it and, you know, no detours in terms of what you want to get done. Now, I was obviously, when I knew that you were coming on the program, I wanted to do some notes. I couldn't help but not noticing the enthusiasm with the territorial cup. Can you just kind of take us through how fun that was, beating Arizona State and being able to have that cup in your hand?
Well, yes. So I did that for, like, me and the guys on this team, we did that for all the past Arizona Wildcats, you know, with these last 5 years. None of those teams had got it done, but Coach Fish, being his second year, or I don't even know how long Coach Fish, I think that was his second year. He got there in 2020 or after the 2020 season, and 21 and 22, you know, he made that point of emphasis that we're getting that cut back and we're bringing it back to Tucson, and we did that this year. Credit to all my guys that I play with and all the coaches that, you know, coached us. We all believed and we knew we were the better team this year. We knew that we're gonna have to get back, and it was at home. You know, our coach Fish said, you know, own our home territory and own the cup, and we're gonna be able to do that for years to come. We're gonna be able to own our home field. Every time we play there, we want to win, and you know, every time we play for that cup, we're gonna win and get it. And that was just our mindset going in. You know, just go get the cup, and we did it for all the guys. You know, who've been there before us, and we're glad to bring it back home.
Fair enough. And I got to ask, this is kind of a personal question I'm just curious of because you've experienced it both. What's a more bitter rivalry, the USC versus UCLA or Arizona versus Arizona State?
Okay, so I've been a part of both Arizona and Arizona State by far. It's more of a college town feel, you know, in L.A., It's just too much going on. You know, we love USC and UCLA and at Los Angeles, and it's a rivalry. It's a rivalry that goes deeper than football too. You know, basketball, deeper than that, like academics. You know, just it's a true rivalry like that. But when it comes to football rivalry and like, you know, like the gore and all the nastiness and all the just a real true, like we hate you guys. I feel like ASU and U of A is for sure. It's that game. And I mean, I get chills just thinking about, you know, the Territorial Cup I just played in and won because, you know, it was special. Sold out. I've never heard the stadium that loud. And it was a time to remember, man. And it's like it's meaningful, too. It does something for the city. People were crying after the game, rushed the field, you know, came up to me, like, thanking me, like, Hunter, thank you, man, for winning this cup. You know, it means more. And, like, I feel like that USC-UCLA rivalry is always going to be there. It doesn't mean that much for the city. You know, it's too much things going on. We got LeBron in L.A., but in Tucson, Arizona, Tempe, Arizona, you know, we are the pro teams, and I feel like that's a big rivalry.
Excellent stuff. Hunter, listen, it's been fabulous to have you on. We always like to end the show. We call it three and out. There are a few lighthearted, off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yeah, let's go. Let's get it.
All right. Now, you could pick either school, Arizona or USC. What coach had the biggest pet peeve during practice? An absolute no-no. If you got caught doing it, if your teammates got caught doing it, you might catch a little hell.
All right. I'm going to go Arizona. Coach Fish in your shirt. Everyone knows that. We all look the same. There's no guy that wants to, you know, stand out. And I appreciate that rule as well. It kept me, you know, focus. Once you cross that line, man, tuck your shirt in and worry about football. Don't worry about fashion and how you look. And that was probably, like, the one that stuck with me the most.
I can't believe you said fashion, because the next question is, would you rather be a male runway model or the lead singer of a boy band?
I think I'd rather be a lead singer of a boy band. I like music, you know. I like how the impact of music and that it has on people, and I feel like if I was the leader of a boy band, you know, I'd just have a lot of people, you know, a bigger impact in the world. So, yeah.
Wow, that's a great answer. That's a great response, Hunter. And then the final one before we let you go tonight. This draft's going to be approaching very quickly. The end of April, when the draft approaches, I assume you're going to be with family and friends. You're going to wait to find out where you're going to land. Who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have specifically made for you as you celebrate your journey into the National Football League?
Yeah, I mean, everybody who knows me knows that I'm going to say my mama. My mama is the best cook I know, and then the only one who's better than her is my granny, RIP to my granny. But those two people hold a dear, you know, true spot in my heart when it comes to cooking. And I know my mama's going to have some macaroni and cheese, fried chicken, a whole bunch of good stuff, you know, collard greens, black eyed peas. She throws down in the kitchen, man. She's going to have a whole bunch of stuff. Whatever she cook, it don't even matter. Whatever, if it's homemade by my mama, I'm with it. So shout out to my mama.
All right. Fair enough. Shout out to mom. And she is now on the clock to provide you a great dinner. And you, my friend, are also on that clock for the 2023 NFL Draft. Fabulous career, and I can't wait to see you do your thing at the next level. Stay hungry, be blessed, and we appreciate you stopping by, my man.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you. Thank y'all for having me, and God bless.
No problem. Yes, sir. Once again, yes, that is Hunter Eccles, the standout outside linebacker, edge, whatever you want to call him. The kid's just a versatile athlete. I love what he brings to that defensive side of the ball. As always, we appreciate you joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.